Okay, so, like, don't mind the lighting and look. It's, like, 6 in the morning right now. Anyways, so I'm just going to clarify again. I'm not saying people with trauma can't live happy, normal lives, because they can. I'm just saying that for Ash, 4 years, he was surviving. He was killing people and fighting to survive. For a very, very, very long time. And me and my mum both agree that it would be very hard for Ash to move to Japan where he has to all of a sudden stop doing that, stop doing what he has been doing for years. Because he just has to, like, learn to not survive and just live. Now, me and my mum both agree that if Ash was alive, he would be doing something good. He would be, like, trying to help kids who are, like, in the same situation as he was and try to help them and try to make sure that they don't become like him or they don't experience things that he experienced, if that makes sense. So, I'm not saying that he couldn't, I guess. It's just, it would be very, very hard for him to live happy in Japan because he has to stop surviving, which he was doing his whole life, and just live. It would just be very, very hard for him to just stop that all of a sudden, if you know what I mean.